In April, a 53E helicopter crashed in Placer City, California, killing the four Marines on board. It was the latest in a long line of fatal accidents involving the Cold War-era helicopter, which has become the deadliest aircraft in the U.S. military. A new documentary, Who Killed Lieutenant Van Dorn, investigates the 53E and premieres October 7th at the Mill Valley Film Festival. We're going to talk more about it. We're joined live on the KCBS Spring Central Newsline with the associated producer of the film and researcher at the UC Berkeley Investigative Reporting Program, Jason Palladino. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon.
Thanks so much for having me.
Your reporting shows that the 53E has killed more than 130 military members despite never being shot down. What is going on?
So that's a question that we try to answer in the film. It basically boils down to the helicopter has been neglected, it's been in the air for too long, and it's basically not being resourced properly. And that's combined with a few ongoing safety flaws that the Navy has had knowledge about going back decades, which we explore in the film.
Tell us more about Lieutenant Van Dorn.
So Wes Van Dorn is a father of two who was a pilot of the aircraft when it went down. And we became interested in Wes because early in the reporting, we basically found out that Wes had been keeping records about his concerns with the way things were being done in his helicopter squadron. And he had been trying to sort of let higher-ups know that he had these concerns about the safety. And then he ended up dying in the crash. And we choose to focus on his story and sort of the way that his widow, Nicole Van Dorn, continued his fight after he was killed.
Now, you also have a personal connection to the story, as I understand it. Your high school classmate, Petty Officer Brian Collins of Truckee, was killed in the same accident.
Yeah, that's true. That's basically what put this story on the radar. I got the news while I was a journalism school student, and quickly realized there was more to the story than just a tragic helicopter crash. And from there, launched into the investigation and just at every turn was more and more surprised at what I was finding.
Jason, what kind of official response did you get from the government regarding your inquiries?
You know, it's been, we've really been stonewalled by the Navy and the Marine Corps. They refused to participate in the film. We were able to interview a retired Marine general, but in terms of official response, they did not want to participate.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us. We have been talking with Jason Palladino. He's the associate producer of the film Who Killed Lieutenant Van Dorn, which premieres October 7th at the Mill Valley Film Festival.